Building your mobile KPI framework. The AR funnel maps every meaningful mobile metric to one of five accountability stages, preventing the most common reporting mistake, treating a single blended ROAS as a proxy for full funnel health. Organize your framework across four tiers. Acquisition covers CPI and organic install share. Raw CPI is a dangerous planning metric without retention context. Mobile App Marketing Statistics 2026 shows a $4 CPI yields $14 per retained user at 28% D30 retention, but $70 at 5.7% D30 retention. A 5x efficiency gap invisible in raw CPI reports. Organic install share is a structural cost advantage that also tends to produce higher D30 retention than paid cohorts. Activation holds D1 retention and onboarding completion rate. Both are determined in the first 24 to 48 hours and serve as the earliest per-channel quality signals available before D7 data matures. Monetization holds ROAS, measured at D7, D14, and D28 windows and LTV. The AppsFlyer LTV glossary defines LTV as estimated total revenue over a user's product lifespan, extrapolated from D7, D30, D90 cohort observations. A healthy LTV CAC ratio starts at 3:1. Below 2:1, acquisition costs consume most of the revenue generated. ASO Health tracks keyword rank and store page CVR, page view to install. Rank 1 on a high volume keyword captures 34% of daily installs. Ranks 8 to 15 capture only 12%. A 6.2x nonlinearity that makes rank changes high impact P&L events, not merely marketing vanity metrics. Knowledge check question. A channel shows high D30 ROAS, but your GA4 booking rate for that channel's cohort is low. What does this pattern most likely indicate? Options equals a small high-value user subset drives most revenue, strong for LTV math, but fragile for volume scaling. The ROAS target for this channel is set too low and should be raised immediately. GA4 is double counting bookings from a second paid channel with overlapping audiences. The channel is experiencing creative fatigue and needs a fresh asset batch. Correct IDX equals zero. Explanation: high ROAS with low booking rate means a minority of users generates most revenue. The channel is producing high LTV outliers rather than broad conversion. Good for ROAS ratios, but fragile when you try to scale spend because install volume does not translate to proportional bookings. Exporting and joining apps Flyer and GA4 data apps. Flyer handles attribution and LTV modeling. GA4 handles in-app behavioral depth. Joining them produces channel-level LTV with behavioral confirmation. Neither source provides this alone. Apps Flyer cohort export. Navigate to analytics, cohort analysis, group by install date and PID, media source, and select D7, D30 retention rate and revenue per user. Export via pull API or CSV. Respect the 60-day rolling window limit per API query. Run monthly slices and union the results, or long horizon LTV reports will be silently truncated. GA4 BigQuery export. Enable daily export at GA4 admin BigQuery linking. For any attribution-dependent query, always use the daily export, not streaming. Google Analytics support explicitly documents that user attribution dimensions, campaign, source, medium, are excluded from streaming export for new users. Use the traffic source field, user level first touch, as the matching field, not session traffic source last click, which is session scoped and produces double counting artifacts when joined against an install cohort table. The join key is install date plus media source / traffic source dot source. Once joined, compute day 30 core revenue per user, day 30 retention as a revenue per retained user figure. A per-channel efficiency metric that raw blended ROAS cannot produce. Improvato 2026 covers the full AppsFlyer cohort API field reference, export modes, pull API, data locker, push API, and connector patterns. Knowledge check question: why should you avoid the GA4 streaming export when joining with AppsFlyer cohort data for acquisition analysis? Options: streaming export excludes user attribution dimensions for new users, creating gaps in the acquisition join. Streaming export is significantly more expensive than daily export and inflates BigQuery costs. Streaming export applies a 60-day rolling window limit, identical to the AppsFlyer cohort API. Streaming export groups events by session rather than user, making it incompatible with install cohort tables. Correct IDX equals 0. Explanation: Google documents that campaign source medium attribution fields are excluded from streaming export for new users. Using streaming for channel comparison reports leaves attribution holes that silently distort channel-level LTV comparisons. Looker Studio dashboard construction. GA4 has a native Looker Studio connector selectable directly from the data source panel. Apps Flyer does not. Route cohort exports through BigQuery first and use the native BigQuery connector, or connect via a community connector such as Windsor.ai, Catcher, or DataSlayer. Once both sources are available, use Looker Studio's blend data, join another table with a shared date or campaign dimension as the join key. Build one report page per metric tier: acquisition, CPI by channel, organic share trend, retention, D1, D7, D30 cohort grid, monetization, ROAS by D-window with channel toggle, and ASO health, keyword rank heat map plus CVR trend. Add a summary scorecard page where each metric shows traffic light status at a glance. Callout type warning. Set RAG thresholds from 4 to 6 weeks of your own baseline data, not industry averages. An app with strong ASO may legitimately run store CVR at 35%+. Flagging it amber at the 27% industry mean generates false investigations that erode team trust in the dashboard and train people to ignore alerts. Weekly report template and traffic light thresholds. The weekly report is an action document. Each metric row carries a green floor, an amber band, and a red ceiling. Every red must have a named owner and a corrective action in the same row. A red without an owner is decoration. Metric, green, amber, red. CPI paid, $6.50, $6.51.9. D1 retention, 30%, 20, 29%, 20%. Rows D7 versus target, within NAS 10%. Minus 10% at minus 20%, minus 20%, wow. Push opt-out rate 8%, 8 to 15%. ASO rank, primary keyword, top 3, ranks 4-15, rank 16+. Push opt-out at red 15% is not only a messaging quality signal, it also flags a D30 retention risk because users who disable push rarely return. The response is immediate cadence reduction plus a content audit, not a bid change. App growth strategy 2026 anchors the rebalancing triggers. Payback period extension 15% versus target, reduce spend 20-50%, ROAS decline 20%. Wow for 2 consecutive weeks, diagnostic deep dive before any bid adjustment. CPI rising 15% with stable creative, saturation signal, expand targeting or geo, diagnosing a 15% booking decline. Work top down through the funnel. The first metric that breaks locates the root cause layer. Start with App Store impressions. A drop means ASO rank loss. Check keyword rank changes over the past 14 days and initiate a metadata refresh. If impressions are stable, check store page CVR. A CVR drop points to a listing quality problem. Screenshot regression, a rating velocity change, or a competitor's listing improvement, stealing the install. If impressions and CVR are both stable, installs are healthy. Move to D1 retention by channel. A drop on a specific channel signals paid UA quality degradation, bid strategy change, creative burnout, or audience saturation. Pause that channel's current creative set and launch test variants within 48 hours. If install quality is intact, the decline is in-app. Use GA4 to locate the specific funnel break. Did booking initiated rate drop, a discovery or motivation failure, or did booking complete rate drop, a payment or UX failure? Cross-reference crash rate and checkout error logs before adjusting any marketing spend. The problem may be a product regression, not a campaign issue. Document findings in a structured table. Dimension, finding, confidence, recommended action, owner, timeline. A recommendation without a named owner is noise, not analysis. Reporting cadence, weekly, monthly, quarterly. Match each review to its decision horizon. Weekly drives tactical moves, bid adjustments, creative swaps, and budget reallocation based on CPI and D1 signals. Decisions are executed in hours to days. Monthly reviews cohort maturation, D30 LTV convergence by channel, ROAS D28 comparison, ASO keyword coverage trajectory, and organic install share trend, and informs budget allocation for the next 4 weeks. Quarterly is a portfolio reset. LTV CAC by channel versus prior quarter, payback period versus target, a full keyword map refresh, and next quarter channel budget with supporting data. Never mix cadences in a single review. presenting quarterly LTV projections in a weekly stand-up displaces the tactical bid decisions that weekly data demands and trains the team to conflate long-horizon strategy with short-horizon operations. Hands-on exercise. Build a channel-level LTV comparison. Rank at least 3 acquisition channels by revenue per retained user using joined apps flyer and GA4 data. 1. Export 1 calendar month of apps flyer cohort data grouped by install date plus PUD, including D7 and D30 retention rate and D30 revenue per user. 2. Run the GA4 BigQuery daily export behavioral query for the same month. Use traffic source.source for the acquisition join field, not the streaming export, not the session level field. 3. Join on install date plus acquisition source. Compute day 30 revenue per user for day 30 retention per channel as revenue per retained user. 4. Build a Looker Studio bar chart ranking channels on that metric. Add a horizontal reference line at LTV per 3, your 3:1 LTV CAC breakeven floor. Success criteria. Your chart shows 3 or more channels ranked by revenue per retained user. At least 1 channel falls below the breakeven reference line and has a documented recommended action, reduce spend, pause, or investigate, written directly in a Looker Studio text element on the same dashboard page. This is the final chapter of the course. You now hold the complete mobile marketing performance stack, from funnel fundamentals through to the unified measurement layer that ties every upstream decision to a revenue outcome.